Hey, John and Amanda, this is David from Third Day.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good. I'm getting over a little bit of a throat issue, so I'll do my best to speak clearly and enunciate.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, it's just, I think the pollen down in the deep south where we live is just, it's getting to me. And it doesn't normally do that.
I've heard from friends in Nashville and Atlanta that it is exceptionally bad this year.
I think so.
So you are
raining pollen everywhere. Yeah, I just use it to my advantage. I mean, I can talk like the Godfather, or I can, do my radio voice really well. I mean, it's
there
great. It just kind of puts me in a different personality, a persona.
Right.
Great.
I like that. You can do your own Mac Powell impressions, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't sing. I'm the drummer. So, not that drummers don't sing, but I don't sing. And so, it's one less person to have to listen to.
Well, we are looking forward to your arrival in Grand Rapids May 4th, where there is less pollen.
Sounds good.
In fact, you may actually have snow. We're still getting little bits of snow here and there.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The Miracle Tour, we've been on the road about 6 or 7 weeks now with this tour, and it's, I got to say, we've had a tremendous amount of fun with Colton Dixon and Josh Wilson. It's just been really great. And, every tour, we have to say that we've enjoyed being out with, this band or this artist and all that. And
yeah.
We do. We always do. But there's really been something special, I think, going on stage with all three artists. There's kind of a congruency to it all. And so I think people are, if they're coming to expect just rock and roll, they're going to get that. But if they're also wanting to worship, they're totally going to get that. I've never heard so many people tell me that this, hey, this is the best tour we've seen. This is the best show we've ever seen. We've heard it so much on this tour. So it's been very encouraging, and we're excited to get it up to Michigan.
Chatting with David Carr, Third Day's drummer.
Now, we've been playing I Need a Miracle for a couple of months now, and you guys have a new single that's going to be coming out very soon.
It's called Your Love is Like a River.
Yes, we're playing it late in the set, and a lot of times when we play a new song like that, you can tell people like it, but they don't quite know what to do with it yet because they don't know the lyrics. But it's been a special moment, and it's definitely one of the highlights of the evening. It's pretty easy. The sing-along part just says, whoa, 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 whoa. So that's
let's practice, Amanda. Ready? Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa.
No,
whoa,
no, no.
Whoa.
It's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Is that the one at the beginning?
Yeah, exactly.
That has
your love is like a river. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we talked to Mac Powell a couple months ago, I said, oh, that's my favorite song on the CD. It's the one that goes woo, woo, woo. And he's like, are you okay? It sounds like there's sirens there.
So, he actually had to ask if she was okay.
That's pretty funny.
So, yeah, even if no one else is singing along that evening on May 4th, John and I will be.
Yes.
And, they'll probably kick us out.
We could set up a microphone for you all out in, out in the audience or wherever you're going to be, and you could just chime in. So.
We should totally do that.
I don't know.
It'd be great.
A lot of people paid good money to get those seats.
Chatting with David Carr, drummer for Third Day. Tell us about this opportunity you had to hang out with the Robertsons from Duck Dynasty.
We were just invited a few weeks ago to come visit the Duck Commander headquarters in Monroe, Louisiana. We had a show in Monroe yesterday. We went over there and didn't really know what to expect, but we were invited over to Phil and Kay's house. Who, if anyone watches the show, we went to their house and ate in their dining area, and Miss Kay cooked her famous chicken and dumplings for us. I mean, it was so surreal. It's like this is exactly what you see on the show.
That is so cool. Were there cameras rolling, or did it feel like there should be?
We felt like there. Hey, we should be on an episode of
right.
the show, but. No, it was kind of private, but I kind of felt bad. I thought, man, they've got people in their face all the time doing this, and here we are, asking for autographs and pictures in their living room and stuff. But it was so crazy. I mean, because it didn't feel like a big PR event. It just felt literally like somebody invited you to their house, but they just happened to be like super famous and one of the biggest TV shows on TV right now.
They are very down to earth, just cool people, right?
Oh, super down to earth. It was so great. I mean, they just the brother Jace was there yesterday. We saw him, at his job, doing his job, like testing the duck calls. I mean, I guess he kind of is in a quality control position of some sort. And but last night he came to the show with his family, and so did Jeb, the younger brother. And I can't remember the other guy's name. I feel terrible. He's a
big,
kind of bald guy with a white beard.
Oh,
well, no, it was the
Cy.
Younger guy.
Younger guy.
Cy.
Oh, the one who was operating the forklift.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Well, anyway, he was there as well. And so the three of them and a couple other folks from that gang jumped up on stage with us last night, and we did a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, and they all had guitars and stuff. It looked like we're up there jamming with Jason. So.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
It's probably on YouTube already, and if not, I'm going to be getting it up on there soon.
How cool.
It was really fun.
You talk about opportunities and blessings. I really think that would be one. I would love to do that someday.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, we've had some pretty amazing opportunities over the years, and that definitely was up there.
David, I got to let you go, but thank you so much for sharing with us, and we look forward to seeing you guys in person on May 4th.
Sounds good. We'll see you then. Thank you.
We have had some technical problems.
Stop by anytime at wcsg.org.